Hello there, and welcome to the Well Fucked Woman Teleseminar Question and Answer Salon. I'm Kim Anami. I am your host for today. And for those of you who don't know me, I will give you an introduction. I am a life and sex and relationship coach. I work with people all over the world. I work with singles and couples, and I do coaching through my phone, through the internet, in person. I also host group workshops where I teach about different sexual and intimate relationship ideas. I'm a writer. I have a book coming out next year, and I also write for Playboy magazine. I had an article come out this summer. It's in the current July-August issue on the epidemic of highly undersexed women that we have going on in our culture these days. So my life, my work is dedicated to, on many levels, how people grow, how we unfold into the best, most powerful versions of ourselves. And for me, sex has always been a very, very important piece of that process. So I've been on a path of personal growth and development for over 20 years, and I've always been passionate about how people grow, how we change, what things help to change us and help us really reconnect with the deepest essence of who we are. So I studied everything from transpersonal psychology, philosophy, different modalities of naturopathic healing like herbs, homeopathy, neurotherapy, rebirthing. I've been a practitioner of meditation for over 20 years as well. That's a daily practice for me. And health and wellness in all its forms is a passion. And along the way, I have found that sex is a huge piece, a huge tool that we can use to really reconnect more deeply to the essence of who we are and use the power of our sexual relationships to self-actualize, to become more of who we are, and to use those relationships as vessels for growth and transformation, that they can actually be tools and vehicles of letting us really unfold into our true potential. So, you know, like, I could even say that sex has been one of the tools I've used that's had the most profound impact on me. And my approach to sex is really taking into account my background of all these holistic therapies, which means that I go to the root of the problem. I'm not interested in giving people superficial advice. I really want you to transform from the inside and out. So my approach is a combination of all these different tools that I've used, anything from herbs and different modalities in psychology and, you know, strict and mechanical sexual techniques and spirituality that I bring into my practice. And so my goal is to really take any sort of issues and get at them from the root so that you really do unveil your own innate lover. And my philosophy is that we all have within us this very powerful innate, natural being that we're simply learning to reconnect with. And we just need to remove the barriers and conditioning that have been put on top of us. And so I've used these tools in my life, in my relationships, in the coaching that I do. I've been in positions and parts of my life where I've recovered and struggled with depression, weight, and overeating issues. All kinds of things, like learning how to find my life purpose and really figuring out what do I want to do with all this stuff, all these gifts or learning passions that I have. How am I going to bring it all together? And quite honestly, the thing that's really brought them all together the most for me has been sex and using my sexual relationships as a tool. So that's the kind of stuff that I want to impart to you. So we're in this call. I'm going to be taking some questions from people who've sent them in on different aspects to being well-fucked and sex and relationships. I'm going to go over the salon I'm hosting that's going to be starting next week and give you as much information and tools as I can together today, and then bring that forward and apply it to what we could be going into if you choose to sign up for the salon. So if you went through the free video series that I had, the How to Be a Well-Fucked Woman series, I had a quiz that I had people take to see just how underfucked are you. And things like, you know, if sex does not make you feel energized and blissful and connected, then you're doing it wrong, because sex really ought to make you feel that way. I make a distinction between junk food sex and gourmet sex. So it's sex that might give you a quick hit, might fill a void, so to speak, of something temporarily, but in the long run, it doesn't feel very nourishing, and sometimes there's like an actual fallout from that. if you have trouble reaching climax, any kind of climax, and then for women, the deeper vaginal orgasms, like G-spot orgasms or cervical orgasms, and there's all kinds of other regions of the vagina type orgasms that can be symptomatic of being underfucked. Any sort of lack of creativity, your stuck sexual energy shows up in your life as stagnation, especially in the realm of creativity and your career, because I look at sexual energy as being life force energy, and when you're expressing it well and fully, that shows up as your life purpose really falling into place. You get very clear about how you as an individual can better express your life purpose and the gifts that you were meant to be giving here. All that starts to fall into place. So any kind of overeating, body image, food and weight issues, also symptomatic of sexual energy not being in balance. PMS, premenstrual syndrome, difficult, challenging menopause, these are also symptoms of women not having their sexual energy in place, so that it manifests in all these untoward symptoms that are really, really at the heart of it, is that the sexual energy is not flowing well. So even if you are well fucked, we could still say that there's always another level to go. Sometimes you just don't know what you've never had. And so in my work, I try to share my own experiences that have been cataclysmic. I'll share experiences of people that I've worked with that I really think highlight what is possible. Again, sometimes you don't know what you've never, you don't miss what you've never had. So, you know, a great example, I work with a couple, they've been together for about 30 years, they are scathingly hot, they're in their 40s, very, very sexual, very still, very, very into each other, and their whole philosophy, they came to see me and they said, look, you know, we have a great sex life, but what else is there? What can we do better? They're always approaching their intimate life as there's something else for them to learn, and that's why it stays in this position of being an amazing resource for them. You know, honestly, they're both so hot, it's incredible. They radiate so much salacious, juicy sexual energy because they make it a focus in their life, and that's really the key. And so a big message that I put out there is that it doesn't just happen naturally. I mean, yes, it happens naturally. If we grew up in a culture that didn't have hordes of sexual repression and all this conditioning that inevitably people internalize and take it on as their own beliefs, then there's going to be issues, right? Or if you didn't have that conditioning, yeah, I think your natural state is to be a very sexual, natural person who believe, like, their sexual energy flows in a way that just feels innate and intuitive. And a lot of us have to work through barriers to that just because of the culture that we live in. The time that we live in is very sexually fucked. There's really no other way to say it. So today I want to go through some of the questions that I've received about the whole concept of being well fucked, show you how you can overcome lots of the common issues that stand in the way of that, and demonstrate how we go through that in this upcoming e-course. So, you know, I think one of the major things that I see people experience after they come into themselves sexually is how that energy, that vitality, that flow seeps into every other part of their life. I was working with a woman, I am working with her, and I was talking to her a couple of weeks ago, and she said, I'm just amazed, like, every other part of my life is affected by this. My relationship with my children, of course, with my husband, but my efficiency around the house, you know, the work that I do, even our money situation. She had made this commitment to do a 30-day sex challenge, which I talk about quite a bit. And the couple, they'd been having a financial low, basically, they're self-employed, up until, like, for a serious low for a couple weeks before that, like, a whole drought. And the day that she committed to doing this challenge and they shifted their energy together, boom, all this money came in, right? And we look at that as being connected, that when the sexual energy is stuck, the relationship is stuck, whether it's just with yourself or with a partner, you're inhibiting the flow of other things coming to you because less is going out from you as well. The other thing that she commented on is that she feels so much more self-confident. She feels like she really does not walk around any longer with the care about how other people perceive her. She feels so solid within herself that it doesn't matter to her. You know, she just feels much more uncensored and impervious to the feelings and judgments of other people. It doesn't matter to her anymore. So I want to go to some of our questions that we've received here. All right. How can somebody be well fucked as a single person? And then if I was to take your course, how would this work for me? So I have to say some of my most well fucked periods in my life have been when I was single. And, you know, it's a little bit like, especially for single people, use it or lose it. You have to keep your sexual energy revved up. Understand that your sexual energy is not just connected to you having sex. Your sexual energy is life force energy. And if you're stunting it, you're going to feel that stunting in every part of your existence. So simple things like masturbation is a great tool, and I, you know, in that Well Fucked video series, I give you a very deliberate approach to masturbation so that you would be able to get the most energy out of it. So that's one thing. For women, using the vaginal weightlifting egg, the jade egg, is an excellent way to reconnect with the vagina, to start revving up that sexual energy and integrating your sexuality into the whole of you. Anything like, those are two big tools. Breathing while you're doing both of those exercises, both masturbation and using the jade egg, really, really helpful. So I went through a single period a while back where I was working on this big creative project, and I was, as a ritual, masturbating every day that before I would go sit down to do this work. It was writing work. And I felt so productive, so creative, so well fucked. My energy was flowing so incredibly well into that project. I felt like it was one of the best pieces of work I'd ever done. And I felt very fulfilled. Believe it or not, I didn't have a sexual partner, and I felt very fulfilled. And this, to me, is what's possible, is that when that energy is truly flowing within you, you feel like you're being penetrated by the universe. You feel open to life in a different way, that in a way, the entire world becomes your collective lover. I don't know if that sounds cheesy, but it's meant to be in the positive way. You feel open and allow other experiences to fulfill you. And that sense of sexual energy is flowing throughout your entire system so strongly that you may as well be having sex because you feel that same level of stimulation. Clearly, when you go into a situation with another person, there's a whole other dimension there, and of learning and growing and connection and the amplification of that energy. But it's very important that even to prepare for the next situation that you're in, that you are being sexual with yourself and keeping that energy going. Otherwise, it'll be even harder to step into a new relationship because you've been cut off from that energy, and the kind of energy that you're putting out there is that of a person who's cut off from their sexual energy, and you'll probably attract somebody who's in that same place. So a question that went on from that, this woman says here, I know that in your Well Fucked Woman video series, you discussed the importance of feeling vulnerable and open with your partner to experience gourmet sex. How then do you have gourmet sex with yourself? So let's see here. A lot of the work that I do is about removing the blocks that people have towards really claiming their sexuality, really stepping into themselves as a sexual being. And so that openness, that vulnerability, you can have that with yourself, you can have that with another person, but it's like the degree to which you can let go and surrender. Like even if I'm having sex with myself, there's a level to which I'm accessing like a letting go. I'm cultivating a practice of letting go, especially with vaginal stimulation and G-spot vaginal orgasms. That quality is integral, and I'll talk a bit more about that. There's another question here that relates to that too. But you consider that everything that you're doing sexually, the end goal, more than orgasm, the end goal is letting go. The bonus is that manifests in an orgasm. But the end goal is cultivating that layer of really releasing, opening, letting go of tension, letting go of any barriers in yourself. So yes, you can still do that on your own. And it's maybe even a good place to practice when you're doing that on your own. Next section here. Furthermore, despite really enjoying sex, I have never experienced orgasm from vaginal sex. Is feeling vulnerable and open the most important component in having gourmet sex and orgasms on your own or with your partner? Or are there other important aspects as well which may be affecting the quality of sex besides sexual blocks like sexual abuse, etc.? Yeah, I would say that feeling vulnerable and open is the most important component in having gourmet sex. And if you're with a partner, then, you know, the other layer of that is to ensure that there's nothing that's hanging in the space between you. That if there's any kind of unresolved issues, communication, anything that hasn't been uttered, that stuff hangs in the air in the bed between you and will inhibit orgasm, absolutely, and inhibit the process of really going deeper. You have to feel safe to go deeper. And if anything is preventing you from getting there, you won't be able to access that space. Definitely clear sexual blocks like abuse or sexual trauma are things that inhibit that sense, you know, that you have to go back and look at that. And in the salon, the 8-week salon, the Well Fucked Woman salon, that's a key piece that we look at, is being sure that there aren't additional blocks to clear, that from the past or your history that you have neglected or tried to deny or put aside. You know, today, this morning, I worked with a client and there was a huge, it almost breaks my heart to hear it, but like her father had caught her experimenting with some young boys when she was young. And like when probably like maybe age 10 or something like that. And just to me, which is actually pretty normal, that happens. In the context that the way it was described to me was just normal play and exploration. And her father was going to have her wear a sign and be paraded around their neighborhood for what she did. He didn't make her do it, but there was still this energy and this fear and this blockage around what happened in that experience that, you know, 30 years later, she's seeing the impact that that still holds with her. So there's all kinds of stuff from the past that can come up and impede our, like, free flow of sexual energy. Here's another question. As women, we often tend to use sex as a reward. It's easy for us to let our partner in when life is good and he's been good to us. But what about the other days? He said or done something to upset us. We feel closed off to our partner if our energy or mood isn't right. So again, this comes back to that idea of communication as an ongoing way to keep things clear between you. That anything that's making you feel like you don't feel safe, so if your partner has said something or done something that has upset you, you need to talk about it. You have to bring it up. You have to bring it into the space and clear it so that you can move on and that you can get back to that place of feeling open and feeling connected and not harboring any kind of resentment. You know, this other couple that I'd been working with, there had been an issue that they'd had 30 years ago in their relationship that hadn't been fully dealt with. And that was an issue of her at times being violent with him. And he's a really big guy and she's a really delicate woman, but she would be physically aggressive with him. And maybe because he's a big guy and she is a little woman, like they didn't properly deal with, I guess, the importance of that for them. And it came out into the space recently, and I worked with them on it, and we really worked to resolve and clear and get past that stuff. And they said, both of them, that they hadn't had afterwards such amazingly connected sex in a long, long time, like years, even decades, that somehow that piece had still been sitting there in the space, in the bed, and they weren't feeling, especially he wasn't feeling safe. He wasn't feeling totally open. That was still there. And maybe her own stuff was perhaps some guilt or denial of not having fully dealt with it that she was holding on to. So sometimes this stuff can be quite cemented. You know, it can be old stuff that we might have forgotten about or tried not to think about. And the work is to go back and get really clear and clear that stuff out of the way. So let's go to the next question here. So here's a great story. This woman writes in to say, I recently enjoyed my first G-spot orgasm thanks to you. I'm a 25-year-old woman and I've always naturally had very strong sexual energy. I'd always believed the myth that only some women can experience the G-spot orgasm, and I assumed that it would just be something that occurred naturally without putting in the work if I was able to. I guess because the clitoral orgasm was just so easily attainable, I automatically thought the G-spot orgasm would come just as easy. Excuse me. I respect your work quite a bit, and I've read all your articles, so when you imparted that every woman is capable of these glorious orgasms, I thought that I would give it a go. I'm happy to say that after some exploring, relaxing, and breathing, I am now enjoying a daily G-spot orgasm. Yes! In addition to a clitoral orgasm, and I'm also experiencing female ejaculation, which makes me feel sexier than I already did. So before she goes on with this other question, I just want to say that she's repeating something I've said, that all women are capable of all types of orgasms. Clitoral, G-spot, cervical, nipple orgasms, anal orgasms, they're all possible. What you've heard is wrong. When people say, oh, there, don't worry, you're just one of those women who, while patting you on the head, that just can't have those other orgasms. Not all women can. It's okay. Don't worry about it if you're not. It's bullshit. All women can. And the reason why it's so challenging for women is A, because they're told that probably maybe they can't. B, the whole process of that orgasm involves so much more than just mechanics. It looks and feels different than a clitoral orgasm. And the most important component of that orgasm is surrender and opening and relaxing. And if you're not able to let go and you don't feel like you're in a safe space, you will not be able to get to that orgasm, period. And that's often not something that can be duplicated in a lab or in a study. And that's why Western science is very confused, because it doesn't always add up to a formula of mechanics. There's way more to it. But I guarantee you that every woman is capable of every type of orgasm. So she goes on to ask, how do you suggest that a single woman approach gourmet sex with a partner who may be less educated, taking into account that they usually aren't regular partners and are more likely a one-time thing? So the bottom line, the type of sex, this gourmet sex idea that I advocate for people, because one of the main ingredients is trust and openness and surrender, you're less likely to have that in a one-time or casual sex experience. That being said, I think you can still have portions of it. Like if I wanted to go out today and find myself a partner and I found someone that I was attracted to and certainly very physically attracted to on some other levels as well, hopefully, I would be able to go into that scenario and physically, sexually abandon myself because that part of me I feel very connected to and in tune with and confident with. Emotionally, I would probably be somewhat held back because I don't know where this is going and so that part of me is going to be restricted. But physically, within my body, I'm very confident and so I could let go and open myself to a degree and enjoy that experience to probably a decent degree. And come out of it at least that I've done that, the opening and the surrendering, which might in turn incite or, you know, induce that in my partner that they feel more open because they can sense it in me. And I've had that happen as well in the past. But generally, most people take a degree of time and space and interaction for them to feel safe enough to really let go. Or they may not be able to separate the physical and the emotional openness with, you know, from the other. And so if you're able to do that, you can have these kinds of partners. But in the long run, I think that, you know, the ideal is to find a space where you can find a person where you can let go emotionally and you can let go physically, because that's that formula for gourmet sex, the kind of sex that really does have more of a transformative impact for you. And let's go to the next question. I have an experience of being numb inside. I feel like my body is so much more sensitive to external contact, like very light touching all over my skin. And I'm so turned on that just before we start having sex, it's great. And then as soon as penetration begins, the sensation drops off and I start to tune out. So I'd say that she's having more of a numb vagina here. So a few things can be at play here that I think as women, And, you know, even as men, that we've, this collective dissociation from our sexuality shows up in our genitals, where the penis and the vagina do not operate at their full potential because that dissociation shows up physically in our bodies. Is that women feel numb in the vagina, they might feel numb in the breasts, and there's another question here about that, which I'll get to. Men may feel like they inhabit less of their erections, and it's all connected to this idea of not being fully sexually connected to ourselves. If, you know, we have this ideal, I don't know if it's an ideal, but this sort of concept in our culture, like you can just get together with somebody and have like magical, wild, crazy all-night sex with them that's so satisfying. And yeah, maybe sometimes, maybe once in a while you can do that. But for the most part, I think people have this concept of rushing through it, or the end goal becomes orgasm rather than staying really in tune and connected with each other all the way through. And I look at this as a step-by-step process. And I've talked about, and I think that video series, think about your whole sexual journey as, okay, say we're going from 1 to 10. Like if 10 is orgasm, 1 is being just aroused. I want you to be able to stay connected to yourself, connected to your partner, connected to your genitals every step of the way. So for some people, what often happens is that they start at, say, 1, 2, 3, they stay pretty connected, and then they somehow leap forward to about a 7. And maybe they're thrusting at a really vigorous pace, and then they're at orgasm, and they're kind of pushed over the edge, and they don't, they're disconnected at this point. And so anytime that you start to feel numb or disconnected, then stop. Stop and breathe. Take some really deep breaths. Try to get centered back into your body, into the present moment, and breath is an amazing tool to do that. And then reconnect. Reconnect. You might have to talk a little bit with your partner, but the numbness is basically the barometer saying somewhere, somehow, I've disconnected. Right? And then you want to stop and get reconnected before you go any further. What you really need, though, is a collective agreement between you and your partner that says that connection is more important than just the act of getting to orgasm. You know, orgasm is a bonus, and I think everyone should have full ability and cultivate that ability to have any kind of orgasm they want. But deeper than that, and even as a prerequisite to that, is that you need to have that connection, especially for these deeper orgasmic states. It's just not going to have it. You're not going to get there without it. Someone that has a question about birth control, that her sex drive is decreasing in general since restarting birth control. Well, absolutely. Birth control interferes with your hormonal balance a lot, and I'm going to offer up in the 8-week course other options for how you can get reconnected, get off the pill, and better forms of birth control. But basically, it's definitely going to have an interference. And when people are trying, especially, to regain the sense of their libido, one of the first things I do is make sure they're not on the pill. And if they're on it, I get them off it. I think I'm not a fan of allopathic medicine in virtually any form, especially to be interfering with women's fertility and their sex drive. Not a good thing. So step one, get off the pill. Okay, next question. I'm willing to admit that I'm seriously underfucked. I haven't had sex with anyone other than myself in about a year. I hesitate to even count that last time because it was horrible. And although the sex with myself is really good, I consume dirty books like a stoned teenager eating Hot Pockets. I would really enjoy having sex with a real live man instead of the sex in my head that I'm having with the male cast of True Blood. Unfortunately, the male attention I attract is from kind of undesirable men on the subway. This is kind of weird because I'm only 30, conventionally attractive, fit, really smart, and funny. I never really had a problem attracting any men I wanted in my 20s, but now I get the attention of street harassers. This makes me angry, which in turn makes me even less desirable to partners that I might want. How do I break the cycle? Well, we attract where we are. And so, yes, if you're attracting people that aren't feeling like a good mix for you, or there's some kind of animosity there, you have to look at, like, the vibration that we're putting out is what we're going to get back. So I talk about this process of internal feng shui, that you go through and you clear out the old, the debris, the junk, the stuff that's really not working for you in your life, in your relationships. I mean, between every breakup I've ever had, I look at that as a time to take inventory. And what went wrong in my last relationship? Where did I not fully show up? What patterns seem to be taking place? And how can I change them? You know, I want to get very aware of what they are and then figure out how I can do that better. What part of myself needs healing so that I can let that behavior go? And when you do that work, you're cleaning out, you're clearing out this old debris, these old patterns that you're still energetically radiating at that level, vibrating at that level, and then you shift to another level, right? You start to create a better sense, intention of what you do want, and you're rising up into that space. And then you increase the caliber of you, and then also the type of person that you would bring into your life will be attracted to that. So to me, it's about getting clear of that stuff. And that's a big piece of the work that we do in the salon. Even the first section is about how to clear out any old stuff that's not working for you. And then we go on to rebuild. You know, what a lot of, as I think I mentioned, like I do a lot of aspirational inspiration of like, this is what a great sexual relationship can look like based on my experience or people I've worked with, their experience, so that people know. Because most people in their education, you know, of sex and intimacy is limited to sex can get you pregnant and sex can kill you. Okay, go have fun. Go do what you gotta do. And most people have no sense of how to create a powerful relationship. And I think what happens is that maybe people go along and they've had some negative experiences and they're like, hey, I want to do this better. I've seen some glimpses of what this can be. I've had some really great moments in relationship. Why does it keep going off the rails? So they probably read, they do workshops, they put some energy into figuring out, hey, how do I even define a healthy relationship? And honestly, these are fantastic questions to be asking. Everyone ought to be asking these questions. And that's how you get to this new level and new dimension. And these are examples of work that we'll do on the salon of how to get there. You know, how to restructure that for yourself. How do I get over my lack of libido? So part of this, like I said before, is a sense of if you don't use it, you lose it. And so I think to start out with, you just have to start revving up that sexual energy. It's kind of like fake it till you make it. Or if you haven't been having a regular exercise routine for a while, months, let's say, and then you go back, and at first you're going to be kind of creaky, and it'll feel like you have to push yourself and force yourself to do it. And then eventually you're going to get to a place where it feels more natural and you start to get the benefits of that, both from your neurotransmitters and your hormones and all parts of you that are now being nourished from this experience. And so since, as I've highlighted, your sexual energy is so integral to every part of who you are, just if you're single, then you could start by masturbating. You could start by using the jade egg, the vaginal weightlifting egg, to start revamping, rejuvenating yourself, getting that energy flowing again. And then sometimes as an added piece of work, you have to go back and reprogram your physical body, because your physical body is now been programmed or told that, hey, you don't have a libido. And so there's some aphrodisiac herbs that I've recommended, and I'll be talking more about that in the course, that you can take that'll start to rebuild that energy, kickstart that for you, and reprogram your body to remember that, hey, in my natural state, I'm very sexual, I'm very naturally enlivened and juiced up by my sexuality. The next question is a couple questions here related specifically to the course. If I'm away in a few weeks in September, is that okay? Yes, it's perfectly okay. One of the weeks is a kind of like a makeup week or a challenge week, so that if you do somehow fall behind, you can make it up in that week. And all the material in the course is archived for you so that you have lifetime access to it. If you miss a week, or you know, you're away for a week or whatever happens, you can go back and watch that extra week, or you can do it during the challenge week if you want to, or you know, you can do it afterward at the end of the course, but you'll always have access to that material. And I was wondering if I would get the jade egg to practice vaginal weightlifting with, though I live outside the U.S. So I'm sending everybody their jade egg. Wherever you are in the world, you're going to receive your jade egg. The sooner that you sign up for the course, the sooner you're going to get your egg, that it will be mailed out to you. And it's still, I've timed it so that even if you sign up at the deadline, you ought to get your jade egg in time. But if you live quite far away in some amazing exotic land, then the sooner you can sign up, the better. So I have big breasts, and when I have sex, the breasts don't do anything for me. My partner, you know, he plays with my breasts, but it doesn't turn me on in any way, and this has been true with other partners too. Do you think it's possible for a woman to be just left cold with breast play, or is it something to be, quote, fixed? So fixed in the way that I think we are definitely capable of sensation in all these areas of our bodies. And breasts are an area that, for women, I think have also been the brunt of a lot of criticism, focus, they've been hypersexualized. I mean, breasts exist to nourish babies, really. They're not just for men, or like for these objects of sexual attention. They exist to nourish children. And beyond that, yes, they are objects of pleasure, and they become fetishized. But I think a lot of women can absorb stuff. Women that have tiny breasts feel often very inadequate. Women that have large breasts, like in this case, the woman may have dissociated from her breasts because they've received so much attention over the years that she's kind of cut herself off from them energetically because she almost feels embarrassed or something. You know, the breasts become, there's her and there's her breasts. So some of the techniques that we use on the course deal with breast massage, breathing, some of these ancient Taoist kung fu techniques that we're going to be using to move sexual energy and reintegrate the breasts into the body, into your sexuality. So no, it's not natural that they should be numb. No, it's not natural that this is just like an area of you that you have to accept is numb. Somehow we need to reintegrate that into your body. There's been some kind of disconnect. A simple thing, like if you can, if it's not uncomfortable, if your breasts are that large, is not wear a bra. You know, as much as possible, don't wear a bra. As soon as I get home, I take off my bra. That's like one of the, we take our shoes off and I go to the bathroom or the bedroom and I take off my bra and I'm home. You know, making sure that, a technique that an old lover used on me once was, or several times, he used this concept of just paying attention to one area of my body. Like, I remember in this one lovemaking session for half an hour, all he did was play with my breasts. No vaginal play, no other part of my body, just my breast, like the whole breast and the nipple. And I swear, I was gushing fluid down to my knees. Like, I was so lubricated, I was so aroused that the entire bed, my thighs, my knees were just, I was gushing with so much lubricating fluid, it was insane. And that was just from breast play, and that he spent that much time and focus and attention. So no, don't give up. There's lots of things that you can do, but I mean, even just paying more attention to your breasts, massaging them, is a really good practice to begin. Or having your partner just keep at it, you know, keep at it, really breathe through that process can help a lot. So how do I engage my partner in this? And this question I take to me and both, say, in the 8-week course and say in doing some work on their sex lives in general. So the good news is men really like my work. And I think, you know, people are often surprised to know that 50% of my client base is men, both in my audience, my readers, my followers, in the married clients I have, of course, they're usually 50% of that couple, but even I have a lot of single men clients or individual males who come to see me. And I think it's a lot because I can straight talk with the best of them. I'm good at guy talk, as you can tell. I just say it like it is, and they tend to really appreciate that perspective. So something that I suggest people do is, on my website, there is a free video, How to Spice Up Your Love Life, Even If You Don't Have One. And you get access to that video when you sign up for my free newsletter. Then you'll get sent a link and permanent access to that video. And there I talk about a lot of principles behind my work, the kind of sex that I'm hoping everyone is interested in having or that I want them to have. And so usually at the end of watching that, if there's a male partner who's not on board, they tend to get on board. So that's a really good start. And it gives you a common vocabulary and framework of these ideas I've been talking about that you can now start to apply in your relationship. So I think that doing the course, there's home play, you can watch the videos together, you can definitely involve your partner in the course. It's certainly more directed at women, I'm speaking to women, but for men who want to better understand women, it's an excellent exercise to go through it together. Next question. My boyfriend has a low libido. Sex is a very low priority for him, and I often feel that he's only doing it because he feels obligated or I've made him feel guilty, and that we never have sex. We only average 3 to 4 times a month. Well, I'm glad that this woman is in touch with her sexuality. Let's start with that. We are both in our early 30s, fit, healthy. We take pride in good nutrition and taking care of ourselves. I feel less and less motivated myself to make a move as I fear being rejected by him. Or that we'll start and he'll lose his erection, but only to please me. It feels disconnected. I wonder, do I need to help myself first? Will this 8-week course help me to bring up his desire of me, or will I feel simply even more let down? So, yes, definitely help yourself, because things can transfer over by osmosis. So if you start to do the work and he perceives energetically, which he will, the shift in you, he may just absorb some of that. You may start to dissolve some barriers inside of you that perhaps you didn't even know you had. You become more open or more excited about the potential, and that can, by osmosis, seep through into him. And also, you know, I've worked with people who are, let's say, considering whether they should end a relationship or a marriage. And one of the things that we'll do is focus on them being just continuing to work on themselves. And the more that you're growing and you're connecting to yourself, the more clarity that you have, the clarity will give you the courage to decide whether you're going to stay in that relationship or your partner is positively affected by the work that you are doing, or you have the courage to leave the relationship. But going forward, taking action, taking steps to build and reconnect with yourself, to build your own knowledge base and expand and grow, helps you to get very clear and puts you in a position where the universe is on your side. The universe does not take well to stagnation, does not take well to stalling. And when you stall, you actually go backwards. And so the best thing that you can do is to stay in motion, to keep doing the work and the practice, whatever it is, and at whatever ways that you can think of that you want to expand. As you change and you up your own vibration, it impacts everybody around you, and it gets you in motion to basically get more of your truth revealed to you and have it easier for you to digest and then take action with, whatever it happens to be. Let's see what else we have here. So I'll see if any other questions come in, but what I'm going to do is go through the course, give you some information about how the course itself works. So it's an 8-week course. There are 6 video modules in the course, and I call these salons. I call the whole thing salons. And the reason I use this term is that years ago, I began doing workshops in person. And the idea of a salon comes from from centuries ago, where people would hold gatherings and in their salons of their homes or their mansions, more appropriately. And it was an opportunity to come and discuss philosophy, psychology, literature, art, music, all these more kind of, like libertine, liberal, artistic themes and ideas of the day that you would learn and expand through that experience. There would be wine flowing, food, hors d'oeuvres, there would be music playing, soft lighting, and that you would have this exchange of information there and some fun doing it. So I wanted to apply this idea to sex, that I would hold these evenings where I put on a presentation of sorts I was facilitating, but the point was to open up discussion for people to feel comfortable to ask questions, to share their own experiences, and to also learn from each other. And time and again, what I hear back as feedback is that people so enjoyed these salons where they were able to hear that they weren't alone. I'm very open and expressive about my own experiences, but it takes it a level deeper when other people that are there as attendees also are willing to share. So the way that we're applying this in the online world here is that every week you'll be receiving a new downloadable package of videos. There'll be a series of about 4 or 5 videos that you'll get that are all on the particular theme of that week. You'll read the videos, or watch the videos rather. That'll also be, you can download them in MP3, so if you just want to take the audio and put it on your iPod or, you know, take it in your car with you. And there'll be transcripts that you can print out, so the entire video is transcribed so that you can have a written version of it in front of you if you like. And you'll also be given some home play. You'll be given questions to write about and exercises to do during the week that'll help move you through the stuff that comes up on that topic. Then, that's released on every Thursday, and then the following Tuesday, we'll have a live Q&A teleseminar where any questions that have come up for you about the work, about your practice over that period, you can call in to me and I'll answer them. And same thing, if you're feeling shy and you'd rather email the question or you can't make the call, then please feel free to email the questions in advance. And in terms of timing, I have people all over the world signed up for this seminar. So right now, like for example, I have quite a few people from Australia. If we pick about 5 p.m. West or Pacific Standard Time, it's about 5 p.m. Eastern, and that's morning in Australia, which might be kind of a good happy medium. But I will pick and vary the times, or I'll try to accommodate them as many people as possible, but there will be calls you may not be able to make. And so that call, every call will be recorded and then posted onto the website the next day that you can listen to. At the same time, there'll be a comment section within the website that you can post questions. Sometimes I may just take those questions and then bring them to the next Q&A call because it's faster for me to talk about the answer rather than write it. So I might, or somebody else might post a comment or answer your question based on their own experience in that comment section. So that you're also going to have these, let me go through week by week and then I'll talk about the challenge weeks. So the first week, all women love sex. Coming out sexually and owning it, clearing your sexual blocks, secrets to unfolding your sexual potential. So this is where we start by clearing stuff out of the way. Anything that you may be holding on to that's getting in the way of you really tapping into your own innate sexual potential, we want to level that, get rid of it, throw it into the fire, and leave you being clear, fresh, and connected to yourself. Talking about hormonal and neurotransmitter function, how you can actually manipulate that in a positive way to use those to your advantage, and essentially just clearing the space, you know, any stuff that you've got lingering that's getting in the way, we're going to move that out and really let you apply the ideas behind the cum diet, having more sex, having more orgasms, and how that translates into every part of your life. Salon number 2, know thyself, love and pleasure thyself, growing confidence and power in bed and life. So here we'll go into self-pleasuring masturbation techniques and toolkits, how to really cultivate your self-love. We'll be looking at your monthly rhythms as a woman in terms of ovulation, menstruation. When are the most powerful times for you to be in your creative mode or in hibernation mode? How to reconnect with those rhythms and have them work for you. We'll also be talking about communication, how that you can more deeply express your truth in your life in general, and especially in your intimate relationships, and techniques for that. And, you know, I'm of the idea that we do not need vaginal lubricant for women unless it's anal sex. That vaginally, your vagina is telling you when it's aroused, and we want you to be so connected to your vagina that it acts as a messenger and an expressive being for you, and that your lubrication comes from within and not from without. So here's one of my favorite sections, the vaginal kung fu, weightlifting, Taoist sexual practices for vitality, and sexual techniques, 5,000-year-old techniques from the practices of ancient courtesans. So this has been some of the foundational work that I've done, is my tantric and Taoist study, how to basically take this powerful sexual energy, convert it into creative energy that you fuel your life, your work, your relationships with. So these practices actually have the impact of imparting more beauty, more vitality in your life. So much so that you can give yourself a natural facelift and breast lift. They take, especially from the pelvic floor, when that is weak and atrophied, all your internal organs sink into your body, and that those practices of vaginal weightlifting, the Taoist Kung Fu practices that I'm giving you, actually help to create this entire energetic lift that you get, lifting of all these different areas of your body, from your pelvic floor to your breasts to your face. A friend of mine has been practicing these things for a couple of decades, and she's in her 60s, and I swear to God, she has the breast of a 20-year-old. It's kind of stupefying. But yes, all this and more. Again, so here we get menstruation and menopause. If this stuff is depleting for you, it ought to be energizing. It's really symptomatic of some kind of imbalance, if it's anything but energizing. So we rebalance that out as well. We want to reconnect you to the magnetic power of your vagina and your womb, that you're able to attract your deepest desires. So the womb really is the vessel of creation. You bring into it, and you know, it's like this alchemy that takes place, and then you birth new ideas in the world as a woman. That's your power. And so we want to reconnect you with that power, and I'll be guiding you through how to do that. How to get rid of any genital numbness. So I touched on this earlier, but that's the jade egg is such a powerful way to reconnect to the vagina and strengthen it on so many levels. And even Tatiana Kosnikova, the Guinness World Recorder for vaginal weightlifting, which comes in at a wonderfully amazing 31 pounds, says, and I quote, "Even in 5 minutes a day, ladies, you practice and you'll be able to give yourself and your partner unbelievable pleasure in bed." And I affirm that, is that if I go for a while without practicing, within a week and a half, I feel like my vagina is an entirely different being. It's got this power. You look at it like a hand, right? The vagina really can receive pleasure and give pleasure. So if I was to scratch, you know, my fingernails on the palm of your hand right now, your hand is in reception mode. It's feeling what's going on. But if I grab your hand with my hand, now my hand is active. So the vagina is the same way. We think of it as receiving pleasure, but really it's also capable of giving a lot of pleasure. You can squeeze, maneuver, you know, manipulate the vagina to do anything, right? You've seen vaginas that can shoot ping pong balls and open beer bottles. That's what vaginas are meant to do. And if they're not doing that, here we go. There's something wrong, right? The vagina is not being used. And that's why women have all these issues with prolapse and incontinence, is because that's not natural. Having an atrophied vagina is not natural. So I want to connect you with that on this, you know, for the physiological benefits, but also energetically. There's this whole other magnetic quality, creative quality of the womb, of the vagina, that you begin to reactivate by strengthening that part of your body and integrating it. So the challenge weeks are going to be a week in which you will not receive a new video series. You will still be given home play assignments during that time, and you'll be issued a challenge to practice your assignment every single day during that 7-week period. So there's also going to be a Q&A call still during that week on the Tuesday, but you'll be given a little bit less work to do, so that if you need to catch up, you have some more time there. But you'll still be committing to, ideally, a 7-day practice of what I'm issuing you. And I'm keeping it a little mystery for now, though you may be able to figure it out by looking at this material. And that's really to cement new habits. You know, there used to be this idea that it just took 21 days to make a new habit, and apparently there is new research saying that you need 56 days. And so I wanted to have this course be at least that long, so you'd have the opportunity to really cement new habits for yourself. And then during this challenge week, you know, you can continue the challenges for longer if you like, but I want you to do them for at least a 7-day period, so that you can really feel that the proof is in the pudding. You can feel the benefit of what it's like when you do spend that much time and focus, and not that it has to be hours and hours, but a daily practice. The benefits of doing that, you'll actually feel and have it proven to yourself what it's like. It's like when you start a new fitness routine, and at first you're resistant to it, and then when you do it for 7 days or 2 weeks, you actually start to feel how incredibly energized and euphoric it's done, it's created, these feelings in you. And then you don't feel like it's a chore anymore to go do it, because you know how good it's going to make you feel. So So law number four, polarity and surrender, keeping sexual chemistry hot, turning your femininity into power, and the art of letting go. So here we're going to go a lot more fully into how do you surrender? How can you let go? What are techniques that you can use to really access this feminine deep part of yourself? How can you apply these polarity ideas of really exaggerating the masculine and the feminine to create the hottest sexual chemistry in your relationship? Especially helpful when you've gone into this kind of buddy-buddy feeling, more platonic relationship energy with your partner. And this helps to bring back that guttural passion so that you literally feel those sparks flying between you. You feel more connected to yourself. Or connected or more attracted, that you've got more of that animal passion that's being replayed and put back into your relationship. I touch on that in that third series video about the allure of 50 Shades of Grey. And one of the bonus courses that you're going to have in this the salon is Do It Yourself 50 Shades of Grey, how you can actually create that dynamic in your relationship. I will lead you through how to do that. And through that, you know, in tuning into that feminine energy is using that. We think that, you know, as women or as anybody in this world, that you have to really employ this masculine energy of being active, going out there, conquering to get what you want, when really the feminine is equally as powerful. It's just been downplayed, that the feminine will allow you to attract. When you can really embody your feminine energy, you don't have to work so hard, but you can actually attract things into your space. Things come to you. So long as you keep employing this idea of pleasure, you know, that you really embody pleasure, you start to radiate more of your sexuality and bring it into your day-to-day life, you'll find that you attract things without having to work so hard for them. The multi-orgasmic woman, keys to unlocking your orgasmic potential. So we'll go more deeply into the clitoral, the G-spot, and the cervical orgasm. And I use this framework that the Taoists use of the three gates of orgasm, because essentially the same, even though there are different types of orgasms, like anal orgasms and nipple orgasms and U-spot orgasms, the deeper orgasms all are accessed by the same principles that all the vaginal orgasms are, which is, and say it with me now, people, learning how to surrender, really learning how to let go. So we'll go more into these qualities, give you more specific direction on how to get there, how to further channel your orgasmic energy and creative energy into your daily life, because these deeper orgasms are a lot more energizing. The clitoral orgasm is a bit more of a superficial experience, especially compared to these other orgasms. It's great. It's fun. It's pleasurable. I don't mean to stop using it, but it's like once you've had gourmet food, you start gravitating more towards that, right? If you could have five-star food every day, you probably would. And so these other deeper orgasms are five-star orgasms. And so they actually then translate into having more orgasmic energy, creative energy to channel into your day-to-day life. So as a bonus, you're also getting access to my four-week digital salon G-Spot Ecstasy. That's another video series. You get 16 HD videos with that, and that's all about how to unlock the G-Spot. So that's a complement to this work, because all the steps that we're doing in that video apply to these other orgasms at large, but we go deeper into the other cervical orgasms and other experiences here. We have another challenge week at this point, and then we wrap it up with the last salon, sex and money, how your sexual juiciness directly affects your business success and your bank account. So what I see, one of the most amazing results from this work, is that women really, and men, once they connect to their sexual energy, that begins to translate into the work that they do. So if sexual energy is life force energy, it is the encapsulated expression of who you are, the more that that becomes enlivened in you, the more that that translates into a fuller version of the work that you do. Your vocation, your dharma in the world is an extension of your sexual energy. And that was honestly one of the most satisfying areas for me, is that for years I knew I had like a lot of knowledge and experience in so many different areas of my life, and I wasn't sure how it would all come together. And then when the big sex piece came together for me, when I was in this relationship that really took me to the next level, it's like all my other work stuff came together as well. I fell into, or basically then was able to channel all these things that I'd done and bring them together into this collective of the work that I do now. And the work that I do now, there's so many things, like everything from my method acting days, like studying theater, to my naturopathic studies and health and wellness. All of these things contribute, the traveling that I've done, contribute to the work that I do on a daily basis. And it all came together when my sexuality came together. So that's something that we're going to be going into there. And the three sex acts that will boost your business. So yes, there are certain sex acts that with the degree of the kind of energy that we're exploring in those acts will actually act as catalysts to boost your business and move you forward. So let's skim over the bonus material. So the bonus material are additional salons, there are additional videos and additional audio calls that you'll also get that will, you know, accelerate this whole process of your sexual education. So I mentioned that I'll have a do-it-yourself 50 Shades of Grey series that I'll lead you through. And, you know, I had a very conscious, powerful BDSM relationship in my past that was hugely influential and formative for me. So I want you to, I want to show you how do you actually do that and create that dynamic in your relationship. We're doing a sex shui call with Dana Claudette. She's of the Tao of Dana, which is a fantastic website, and her business is feng shui. And so we're going to go through the typical things that you would look for in your home and in your bedroom that could be clogging up the energy space and learn how to clear that so that you're not blocking anything from that perspective in your intimate romantic love life. The G-Spot Ecstasy Salon, I mentioned that. Yogasms, we're going to be talking to the lovely Sarah Avant-Stover, who also does a lot of work on the female flow, getting into your feminine energy and using it to your advantage, how to eliminate premenstrual syndrome, how to really connect to your cycles throughout the month and make them work for you and not against you. And she's had yogasms before. She's also a yogi. And so I'm dying to know how she's done that. I haven't had a yogasm before myself. Close though. I feel pulsing in the clitoris, but I wouldn't say I've had a full on orgasm. Entry into the Well Fucked Woman Hall of Fame. But what I mean by this is during the course, I want people, we're going to have a little Hall of Fame section. It's in our private members area. And people that feel that they are getting the most benefit, that they're feeling the results of their well-fuckedness in the different areas of their life, you can submit a short video about your experience, and then we will vote on who seems like they've gotten the most well-fucked results. And as a result of that, you will win 2 spaces at my Orgasmic Enlightenment Retreat in Mexico in the fall. So you'll be responsible for your own airfare and other expenses, but the 2 spaces, which are worth $5,000, you will win that. So, you know, the bottom line here is that if you've been pulled to work on this area in yourself, I've put this together as the compendium, the sort of like everything you need to know about sex that you were never taught, and everything you need to know about being a woman that you were never taught, and brought it all together here. And I'll be walking through it with you step by step, week by week, giving you the best of what I've got. You know, there's stuff in this course that I share only with my one-on-one sessions or clients, only in my salons, only going into my book. I don't write about all this stuff at large. And this is for you, the people that are going to be going into this course. So if you have other questions, absolutely, please feel free to email them to me, and I'm happy to answer them for you. The registration deadline is next week. We'll be starting next week on the 16th. And as I said earlier, the sooner that you do register, the more likely, or pretty likely anyway, but to be extra sure that we get your egg to you on time. And, you know, what else can I say? I'm going to be in the future running other courses, like a course for couples and a course that's, you know, dedicated to men. But I deliberately started with the women here because women have more sexual blockages than men do, typically, because there's a lot more crap that's leveled at women and their sexuality that they have to work through. So I very consciously decided to have the course for the women first so that they could work through their stuff and gain a lot of stamina and expertise this way. Then we would do the couples course. there's a lot of stuff about communication and building that couple's relationship there, and then go into the stuff for the men. So that's the order of things. And like I said, I think that this is an amazing opportunity for you to finally take the step, make the commitment, set yourself through this process with an amazing host of information here that you have lifetime access for. If there's anything else that you're unclear about, please feel free to get in touch with me and email me with any other questions. And other than that, I really, really am excited about this, and I look forward to seeing you all on the course and creating this this stable, unleashing this stable of well-fucked women out on the world. So thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you on the course. See you soon. Bye-bye.